March 8th. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. John 1, verse 36. We had taken our young grandson to the zoo and had watched with delight his excitement and awe as he had viewed tigers, lions, elephants, kangaroos. On our way home, we stopped to visit young friends who had a little boy just Robbie's age.
I went to the zoo, Rob announced proudly.
His little friend looked envious.
What did you see?
I wondered which animal would be named first, the ferocious lion that had roared so obligingly, or the huge elephant that had delicately lifted a peanut out of Robbie's fingers.
A chipmunk,
Robbie answered, affection and pleasure warming his voice.
When we were having our picnic, a chipmunk ran right across the grass.
For a second, I felt astonishment and a touch of disappointment. With all the great exotic animals to choose from, why had he chosen a tiny creature he had seen every summer of his life? But Robbie's friend saw nothing unusual about the choice.
A chipmunk,
he echoed, his face glowing.
I wish I had been there.
It was because the chipmunk was small and familiar, I decided. The lions and elephants were really too large and exotic to really be believable. Is it that way with Christianity? I thought. The idea of a God so vast he can create a universe is sometimes almost beyond the mind's grasp. But Jesus was man as well as God, familiar and real and within the scope of our understanding. Father God, thank you for sending your Son in a form I can recognize, identify with, and understand.